Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Isang paalaala, ang susunod na kabanata ay naglalaman ng mga salita at pahayag na maaaring magdulot ng takot, pangamba at pagkabahala sa mga nakikinig, lalo na sa mga mas nakababatang gulang. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Ako si Earl, ang inyong campmaster. At ito, ang Philippine Camper Stories. Tuloy po kayo sa 87th gabi ng San Telmo Society. Kumusta ka na? Sana'y napapakinggan mo ang episode na ito sa maayos ng kalagayan. Thank you to our camper who sent in his own version of the disclaimer for the podcast, si Romel. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Romel. Kung gusto nyo ding makasama sa mga susunod na episodes, mag-record lang ng sarili ninyong version ng disclaimer natin at isend via email sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. At isasama natin niya sa mga future recordings ng ating episode. On to our story for tonight, may isa tayong guest na nagbabalik para magkwento ulit. Nakasama natin si Irvs from the live episode Silver City sa Ortigas when we did a live recording sa the Pod Network Studios. Shout out to my Pod Network family. Ngayon, sasamahan niya ako ulit for another story. Huwag na natin patagalin pa. Tawagin na natin ang ating guest for tonight. Hello, Irvs.
Hi. Hi, Kuya Earl. Hi, everyone. It's good to be back, actually.
Yeah, and welcome back. Welcome back. So, how have you been since your last visit sa San Telmo Society? Kumusta? Kumusta ka lately? Like, what's life like?
Well, currently, I'm here in the province. Tapos, yun nga, after the... Well, after the live nga, it's parang everything has been going smoothly. Plus, yun nga, in a way, parang there has been a lot of questions nga concerning with the paranormal stuff. Then, oh, wow, syempre, okay. hindi mawawala yung mga random appearances ulit ng mga, yun nga, yung, as I've mentioned na, yung spirit guide ko na nananakot in a way again.
Nalala ko nga yung story ng spirit guide mong ano, matangkad. Tinakot ka muna.
At this point of the recording, nung nabanggit namin yung spirit guides ni Irvs, nagkaroon agad ang technical difficulties sa internet reception ni Irvs.
Okay. So, well, I asked you, bumalik dito.
Pero ano na sila, they, parang, sometimes hindi siya yun nandoon.
Wait lang, medyo spotchy yung internet.
Sorry po, medyo nag-choppy yata po kayo.
Coincidence? Pero na-resolve din agad nung nagpasintabi na kami.
In a way, yes. In a way po. Okay na po.
Ayaw yata magpakwento ng friend. Okay, anyway, magkukwentuhan lang po kami. This is...
Hindi naman siguro. Pero I... Hopefully, wait. Yeah, feeling ko naman magpapakwento siya eventually.
Now, on to our story.
Okay, so yeah, sa friends ni Irvs, please let us record a few minutes. Irvs, question. Di ba nung last mo na bisita, magkausap tayo, di ba? So, nasa Manila tayo. Ngayon, are you able to... I don't think I recall na sinabi mo kung ano yung province kung taga-sad ka. Parang hindi mo sinabi.
But I know, of course.
Actually, I'm from Antique, to be exact, in San Jose. So if some people are kind of aware of Antique, so that's kind of the capital here in the city. So and going around the city of the area of Antique, is you'll not that encounter any more houses, puro mountains, farm, and kind of magkakalayo yung mga areas. So it's a really quiet place. I mean, for me, it's a really quiet place. It's a really ideal place for me to breathe, relax. Pero if you want a lot of those paranormal encounters, I think magde-deliver naman kami.
Oh, wow. Talaga ba? Kasi parang, yeah. Di ba parang me growing up in the 90s, pag sinabi nilang Antique, parang may connotation may common kaming idea na may common akong idea na parang pag sinabing Antique, parang medyo, parang ano, may aswang ba dyan? Mga ganun. Yung, parang Antique tsaka Capiz yata yung parang natatandaan kong ganun nung parang lumalaki ako. And kaya parang nung sinabi mong taga-Antique ka, oh wow, first time ko naman kasing makakausap ng talagang taga-Antique. I think you are my first listener of the show na taga doon.
Well, actually, not really from ano talaga. Actually, magalo yung ano yung kung saan ako from talaga. We just recently moved here a few years ago. Yeah, then originally from Quezon Province, then we moved to Tarlac, then Antique. So, ayun. Siguro ganun yung magiging, ano, kind of ganun yung magiging pattern ng, ano,
kwento. Bagong Antique nyo ka pala, no?
Yes.
Ano bang tawag sa mga taga-Antique nyo?
Yeah, I think Antique nyo nga talaga.
Inimbento ko lang yun. So, hindi ko alam kung totoo. Okay, sige. So, I just wanted on the record no na parang the last time na magkausap tayo, nagkikwentuhan tayo tungkol dun sa entity na three-headed dun sa bubong nung bahay nyo the last nung nandyan ka, no? Parang kwento mo no na parang biglang lumamig, ganyan, tapos parang may lumabas ka, parang brownout ba no? Tama ba? Pagkakain?
No. Parang after lang ng after ng earthquake, but it wasn't blackout or something. Perfectly may oriented that time.
Okay. So, tapos lumabas ka with your flashlight, tapos sinilip mo yung ano yung bubong mo, and then you saw that creature na medyo tinerify yung buong family mo that night. So, people are asking, sa mga chat and comments nung episode na yon, kung ano daw ba ang nangyari. Can you clarify doon sa mga nakikinig natin kung meron pa bang nangyari or that was just a one-time incident?
Well, after that incident kasi, is parang after that traumatizing incident is kinabukasan is pa yung open lahat ng ano namin, like windows namin, which is weird kasi parang we never leave our windows open during the entire night, tapos dapat ano lang siya, binubuksan namin siya ng morning na, pero nung time na yun, kasi natulog kami lahat sa master's bedroom nila mama, which is nasa baba, parang there's nothing wrong or there's nothing off the next day. So, parang we just continued with our lives na parang it was just a random case or something na parang something just came, parang ganun. Or parang siyang bisita na. Hindi welcome, pero nag-finorse niya yung sarili niya nandito. Parang ganun na yung case. Then, yung mom ko being the parang for the sake of kwento lagi. It's kinukwento niya sa mga ano, sa mga, well, let's just say, these people, parang ano sila, very, very attuned sa mga, how do you say this? Pwede mo sabihin witches or sa mga albularyo, parang ganun yung mga terms sa mga tao sa area, sa lugar na to. It's kasi parang, anyway, yun. Yung sinabi ng mom ko yun dun sa mga friends niya doon na mababait naman sila. Sabi nila na nagpapanggap lang daw yun. Tapos parang ang sinabing word, ang sinabi nila na nasigbin lang daw yun. So parang ang weird na they are telling na sigbin yun. Tapos given na diba sabi nila pag if sigbin is parang
yung parang dog-looking.
Yeah, parang sila ng dogs. Pero, paano naging sigbin yun kung tatlo yung ulo? Tapos, ang laki.
Pero parang, kahit sabihin na gano'n, parang sigbin lang yun, huwag kayo matakot. Parang, sigbin lang yun. Tell yeah, no, parang,
hindi pwedeng sigbin yun. Okay. Kasi, ang laki niya. Tapos, even sigbin, maliit lang talaga. Given na, nakakita na rin kasi ang sigbin dito sa bahay.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang, I doubt na ano yun. Na sigbin yun. Which
ah,
is,
okay.
Yun yun. Pero ano, binisita din kami din kasi talaga ng sigbin. Parang, I think, a few months after that incident. Like, parang dumaan lang siya kasi that time, it was raining really, really bad. Parang may bagyo yata na saktong dumaan sa amin. Then,
nakisilong, ganun.
Yeah, nakasilong talaga siya given kasi yung bintana ko is like ano talaga siya. Window lang talaga siya. As in, like window tapos given kumikidlat-kidlat tapos biglang yung saktong lakas ng kidlat may lumabas na silhouette na parang zero around mga 4-5 almost 5 siguro yung height ng something na yun. Tapos as in may para iniisip ko, para siyang mukhang Doberman. Doberman, pero yung snout niya is medyo pushbacked. Ganun. So, it's kind of smaller. Tapos, nung nakita ko yun, biglang, sige, ala, may visitor na naman. Tapos, hindi ko na siya pinansin. Then, I was kind of thirsty. Ayan naman tayo sa uhaw na naghahanap talaga ulit ng water. Pagdating ko sa, ano, dun sa may veranda part is, puro salamin rin naman kasi siya. Kumidlat ng, ewan ko, sobrang tagal ng kidlat na yon. And it was really, really bright. As in, really, really bright yung kidlat. Biglang lumabas yung sigbin na nakahawak dun sa salamin. Yung, alam mo yung parang pagod na pagod ka maglakad ka tapos nakahawak ka sa wall.
Parang naka, ano?
Yes, yes, ganyan na ganyan. Ganyan na ganyan yung itsura niya. Tapos,
naka, ano? Sa mga, na, sa mga audio lang yung nakita, parang, ano siya? Parang yung kamay niya naka-rest dun sa pader or sa isang wall. Or yes. Sa salamin, sabi mo nga.
Yes, ganyan na ganyan yung itsura niya. Tapos lumingon siya. Tapos, biglang, parang tumakbo agad. Kasi parang,
shit, ano, nakita ko.
What's that? What's that? Gumbas mo na lang ako. Parang, ano yun?
Baka na lang stop over lang siya.
Parang nagiging ano na lang, tinanggap na rin na namin na every time na bumabagyo, may mga fireworks, may mga natural disasters na, ay, or not that technically natural disasters, but mga natural happenings na may involvement ng lindol, mga loud sounds saka lakas na ulan tapos may mga winds, lahat sila is tumatambay dito sa bahay.
Bakit kaya? Anyway, ayan, wala pa, hindi pa tayo nagsisimula, may alak na. So anyway, yun, that was it, yung our three-headed friend is ano lang, parang one-time visitor, di ba, sabi mo nga. Okay. Pero nung magkausap tayo, you told me that there is this particular incident na gusto kong ikwento, yung 40-minute na incident na sinasabi mo. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, yung sa fort, well, this, that specifically happened here in Antique. Yeah, just to, so, that time, it's, parang may I think that was December. Tapos may Christmas party kami sa isang province. Isang barangay. And dito mm-hmm. sa Antique. And that barangay, it's like 20-25 minutes drive mula dito sa mismong ano, sa mismong
San Jose.
Yes, San Jose. Ganun lang siya kabilis. Pero malayo siya. As in, really, it's really far. It's like, it's giving, paano ba yung distance? paano nga ba yung distance? So, it's really, really far. Na-given okay. 20-25 minutes lang siya. And kasi wala nga din masyadong sasakyan. So,
pwede so mabilis yung takbo. Okay, pwede kang mag-sasakyan.
Around 80-100 yung bilis. So, it's really that far. It happened sa brother ko. And parang naging witness na lang din kami during that incident. So, the story goes like this one. Yung brother ko kasi is parang dala niya yung motor niya that time. Tapos, given na medyo may angas siya. And sinabihan kasi kami ever since na hindi dapat kami lumalagpas dun sa barangay namin. Dun sa barangay na yun, yung barangay ng lolo ko.
Okay.
Ang ginawa niya kasi is lumagpas siya. Tapos, lumagpas siya.
Mm-hmm.
Pumunta sa kabilang barangay and sinabi niya doon na parang tumambay pa siya doon. Tapos nakipag-chismisan pa daw siya. The term is chismisan. Nakipag-chismisan pa daw siya sa mga doon sa tindahan doon. Tapos inaalok daw siya ng soft drinks, ng tubig.
Yeah, and, okay. Ayan.
Pero given na hindi naman din talaga ano siya, parang hindi niya tinanggap. So FYI lang, my brother was around 23 that time, 23 or 24 that time. So then may nakita din kasi yung brother ko doon na nagulat siya kasi it was a really really pretty girl. Dinescribe niya sa akin is like chinita, maputi, tapos yung buhok daw is not totally sobrang haba but it's siguro mga below the shoulder yung hair if I remember correctly.
Okay.
So yun, tinitigan daw niya talaga yun. Tapos hindi niya sinabi sa amin na nanggaling siya doon. Tapos sabi niya umikot-ikot lang daw siya. Then bumalik siya sa ano sa dito sa kung saan kami nagka-Christmas ano dito sa barangay kung saan kami magulang parang Christmas event. Then nung pumunta si bumalik yung brother ko, things got weird that night kasi it should be na everything would be parang fun kasi it's kind of a celebration nga talaga. Tapos that time during the celebration, kinakalabit ako ng mom ko, sabi niya. Nakikita mo sila. So parang, sabi ko, ano nakikita? So, hindi ko kasi pinapansin kasi I was really that focused kasi parang kausap yung mga cousins ko. Then, we were just sitting in a round table tapos we were drinking. Tapos my mom is just asking me, nakikita mo sila? So sabi ko, wait lang, anong meron? Then that time, I saw it. Iniikutan kami ng mga tikbalang. There were around 7 of them. And they were jumping, paikot-ikot. So actually, the tikbalang is just an overview. It's paikot-ikot lang sila. Then there were, parang, what's happening? Tapos nagbiglang, few people are already saying, but it smells really foul.
Mm-hmm.
Then yung nagsabi na may nag-smell, as in, ang lakas, yung smells really foul, na naka-mic pa siya noon. Then, biglang nawala. After that, so parang, okay let's continue na yung party. Then, biglang may mga, parang tumigil lang yung party nang biglang may dumating na person. We don't know who's that person. Tapos, sinasabi daw maingay na daw. Tapos nalilinig na daw kami. Tapos may yung tita ko, she talked to that person kasi sabi niya asig ano daw. Patapos naman na din kami and mag-uuna na. Pero that person is parang nakatingin sa amin. So parang dinadad mo ko lang.
Mm-hmm.
Then yung that time is that really happened. Parang antagal pa ng ano namin, pero may yun nga yung mom ko nagsasabi rin na nakikita mo yun, parang may sumusunod na naman, gumaganon siya. Sabi ko, hindi ko na napapansin. Kasi given na, I'm nakainom, pero hindi totally
the same.
Drunk. Oo. So parang aware na aware, parang hindi ko ma-pinpoint kung ano yung sinasabi ni mom. Pero sinasabi niya, may sumusunod, gumaganon siya. So parang dinedman na lang namin. While we were preparing to leave, ano lang din, yung brother ko hindi nakainom that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, kasi alam niya magdadrive siya. So, magdadrive siya yung motor, hindi siya nakainom. So, disclaimer lang. Yun lang. Ang nangyari nun is, while we were preparing to leave, nagtataka kami, but it was extra dark. It was really, really extra dark. Parang, alam mo siya, alam mong ano na siya eh, pa yung oras niya is parang pa 9 or 10 PM pa lang, but it was really extra dark and it was unnaturally dark that time given na parang pa full moon given may pa full moon din that time and wala masyadong clouds, so dumned man lang namin. Pero na-notice, parang sinabi na rin ng dad ko na bakit sobrang dilim, gumaganon siya. We didn't notice anything. Then, ginawa niya is nag-ready na kami umuwi. Yung brother ko, nauna. Naunang
mag-drive.
Nag-drive. Then, sumunod kami. Tapos, nagtataka na kami na bakit walang ilaw lahat. Lahat ng daan, which is unusual kasi very well lit from the barangay outside going to San Jose. It was really, really very well lit. Tapos that time, ang daming walang ilaw.
Okay.
Parang kung may ilaw man, it's from the houses. Pero from the lamppost, bakit wala? So, na sabi ko, yung mom ko parang nagre-reklamo na baka binasag na naman ng mga kids and baka naman din nawala na naman daw ng mga pondo yung government nila and they really played with the money. So, the lamppost, the electricity was not really that supported. So, just a few conversation na galit na galit yung mom ko na ba't walang ilaw nga, na-stress siya dun.
So, dalawang motor ba yun? Or dalawang kotse? Ano bang...
yung dinadrive ng brother ko that time is motor. And we were driving on parang SUV type na sasakyan.
Sorry,
hindi ko na-clarify yung part na yun.
It's okay.
So, during that travel, since in-expect namin na una yung brother ko, may papunta na kami sa ano, sa, tag dito?
Pabalikan sa Lasha.
Pabalik. May madadaanan kaming mahabang tulay. It's a really, really long bridge. And it's really, really famous na yung bridge na daw yun is parang maraming kinuha. Well, the term is kinuha is kasi during, well, it was being built, parang ginagawang foundation yung mga nawawala.
Okay.
So, a lot of people were found there dead. So, yun. And a lot of people are found there dead. Tapos, nasabi na hindi daw nila kasi pinaduguan yung bridge. Pero kusa daw kumukuha ng mga people yung bridge. So, yun. It was, ano nga, yun nga. As I've said nga, going, lahat na nadadaan namin, it was unusually dark. It was parang kahit naka-high beam kami, is hindi tumatagos yung ilaw. So, sabi ng dad ko, pinaglalaroan na tayo, gumanda.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Sabi ng mom ko, feeling ko nga kanina pa gumalaw na siya. So, dinisregard na lang nila na during dun sa bridge na mahaba, biglang may pumapara. Hindi namin pinansin. Like, hindi namin pinapansin. So, pumapara siya. As in, nakaharap sa amin, tapos yung hands niya is kinakaway-kaway niya. Ganun. Ganun level. Yes, that well. Tapos, hindi meron na, dinire-diretso lang na. Sabi ni mama, huwag mong titigilan. Sabi ko, bakit? Kasi tumatagos yung ilaw. Ruminan siya. Sabi ko, okay, sir. Oh. Sobrang, ha? What's happening? Gumaganan. Parang, dinadedma-dedma ko na lang din. Parang, then, nung nakalabas na kami sa bridge, tapos, nakarating na kami sa may cemetery. Doon yung cemetery, sobrang liwanag ng area na yun. So parang wala na. Parang wala na yung unusually dark. Everything is well lit na talaga. May mga ilaw, may mga poste. Tapos sabi ni mama, ay, sa wakas may ilaw na. Hindi mo na kailangan matas yung yung high beam or what. Then, nag-ask yung sister ko bigla. Sabi niya, saan si kuya? Gumanon siya.
Okay.
Tapos, tinawagan ni mama. Sabi niya, hindi sumasagot yung brother ko. Then, okay. Parang after lumagpas na kami sa sementeryo, tapos nakapasok na kami sa bayan, then, sabi nga parang hindi namin makita talaga yung brother ko. So, okay. Dumire-diretso pa kami. Lumagpas, nakalabas na kami sa bayan. So, this road, it's the national road na talaga directly papuntang yun yan, papuntang San Jose tapos So tumigil kami sa isang area, yung tinigilan naman yung very maliwanag na din kasi dun sa kabilang side is parang gasoline station. Tumigil kami dun, tapos tinawagan yung mama ko, brother ko, tapos yun. Yung brother ko, nasagot niya. Tapos sabi niya, ma, pinapara ko kayo.
Ah, siya yun. Siya yung pumapara.
Hindi siya yung pumapara dun sa bridge. Pinapara niya kami bago kami makarating sa bridge.
Ah, okay. Bakit?
So, yung sobrang dark na area. Hindi namin nakita nandun siya. Wala kami nakita ng tao na nandun. Sabi niya nandun daw siya. Tapos, nagtataka siya na, nagtataka siya, ba't dumire-diretso lang daw kami? Hindi daw para ano. Tas, kasi nga daw, yung motor biglang bumigat. Hindi daw niya, kahit anong revolution daw niya, ayaw mag-work.
Okay.
Tapos, hinihintay lang namin siya doon. Sa ano? Sa, doon sa kung saan kami nakatikil. Tapos, so, sige, sabi niya, sige, hintayin na lang namin siya. So, nawa niya, it's, nag-drive siya, nakarating siya doon. Tapos sinabi niya sa amin na, ma, ang bigat ng motor. May nakasakay ba? Gumanin siya.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi niya, wala naman. Parang ang weird na, wala naman. Na. Tapos, yung sinabi niya na, yung nasa bridge daw, namamatay yung ano niya. Namamatay yung makina niya midway. Tapos, nagpo-full stop. Parang, oh, ang mm-hmm. nawiwirlohan daw siya kasi yung speed, ano niya, is nagsi-60 siya, 60-80. So, parang, kung nag-full stop ka, talagang...
Titilapan ka?
Oo, titilapan ka or parang biglang magsaslide. Pero yung pag-full stop is nakatayo. Tapos, ang bagal daw ng full stop niya. Parang imposible daw para sa ganung klaseng speed. So, yun. Sinabi niya na ganun. Tapos, ang ginawa na namin is, sige, mauna ka na, sabi namin sa brother. Pinauna ulit. Pero naka-high beam na yung dad ko. Yung dad ko, parang naka-convoy style kami. Napapansin namin na yung brother ko is nag-move, gumigit na yung motor.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, binubusinahan ni Papa. Then, during that ordeal, laging gumigit na yung brother ko. Tapos bumabalik ulit sa ano. Every time binubusinahan, bumabalik. Then doon na ako nagtataka na, bakit may nakikita kong red na tali?
Mm-hmm.
Then as in nagfa-flutter siya. Tapos sinabi ng mama ko, sige, ba't may tali ba yung jacket mo? Ano yung jacket na yun, yung suit niya? Yung suit niya jacket is...
Wait, naka-call ba siya nun?
No, hindi na.
After
okay. Those are yung parang pagka nakita na kami doon kung saan kami tumigil.
Okay,
so,
okay,
sinasabi niya yun. Kaya nag-convoy na lang. Then may yung mom ko ngayon nga. Nakakita siya ng may parang nag-flutter. Kaya kami pareho na. Kikita mo yung ano. Tapos, napapansin namin yung tali. Parang pag-loose, para siyang nasa stretch. Para na hihila katapos papansin namin biglang maglo-loose so nagfa-flutter siya ng parang it's mas mataas yung curve niya ganun. Mm-hmm. Then habang napapansin namin pag bumibilis siya nasa stretch yung tali.
Okay. Nasa likuran niya, di ba?
Yung tali nasa may leeg niya. Tapos okay. Tinanong ko ng mom ko, sabi niya, may tali ba yung jacket mo? Gumanon siya. Sabi ko, nagtataka nga rin ako, ma, bakit may nagpa-flutter din? Eh, wala namang katali-tali yung jacket na yun. Ang meron lang doon, hood lang, pero wala, never nagkaroon ng tali kasi tinanggal ko. Gumanon, parang nagtinginan kami. Biglang, binubusinahan ng ng dad ko, tumigil kami. Tapos tumigil din siya. Tapos nagsasabi siya na parang natatakot na siya. Tapos nagalit na siya. Like, he was swearing a lot. He was telling na gumigit na ako. Hindi ko makontrol manibela ko. He was telling that. Yung nakastop na kami. There was something wrong with the motor. It was really that pulling him in the middle. Good thing is walang sasakyan. Pero yung pull daw is parang may nakahawak daw sa kamay niya.
Mm-hmm.
And parang ginaguide sa gitna. So, he was holding yung manibela ng motor. Tapos, it was being forced to the left, which is papunta sa gitna. And when he's forcing it to the right. So, ganun. So, biglang na bother na yung mom ko. Umangkas na yung mom ko sa ano.
Sa likod.
Sa likod niya, ano. Ng brother ko. Then, nandun na ako sa front seat. Tapos yung dad ko is nagdadrive. Sabi ko, bagalan na lang natin. Pero, yung binabagalan namin, mas dumidikit yung ano. Parang, what's gonna happen, mukhang kami yung sasagasa sa brother sa mom ko that time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And gumigit na pa rin sila. So, ang magiging option, if ever there was a speeding vehicle sa other side, it will hit them. Mm-hmm. Or we will hit them. ganun na yung magiging case na. It was okay. Really that confusing na ko, ano. Mm-hmm. Tapos during that, since parang, so ganun. So nakakita namin yung mom ko, it's, lagi siya nag-a-adjust ng inuupuan. Parang nakaupo siya. Mm-hmm. Then, we kept on noticing na mukha siya, pag nakaangkas kayo, parang, sabi na, pag parang mukha kang nakakatulog, na naglilin siya pa palikod. Ganun na ganun yung itsura niya lang. Yes, ganun.
Okay.
She was always leaning palikod. Then, biglang mag-a-adjust siya ng upuan, tapos parang maglilin siya ulit forward, tapos maglilin na. That ordeal happened hanggang makaalis kami. Hanggang makapasok kami mismo sa San Jose, sa mismong boundary ng San Jose. Then, it stopped. All of those stopped. Hindi siya gumigit na, ano. Hanggang nakauwi kami sa, ano, sa bahay namin. Then, yung pagdating namin sa bahay, tinanong namin, what happened? Tapos, parang, yung itsura ng brother ko is parang nagpapanik na. Ganun yung itsura, sabi niya. Tinutulak daw si mama. Then, may mom, sinabi niya, may tumutulak daw sa kanya. Katapos, may mom was singing a lot of praise and worship songs during that time. Then she was praying. She kept on saying na hindi mo makukuha yung anak ko, hindi mo makukuha yung anak ko. Ulit-ulit yun. Hanggang makauwi kami. It was really frustrating night. Mm-hmm. During this entire deal. Tapos, dun na yung tinigdan ng mom ko yung yung jacket, hinahanap niya, nawawala yung tali. So sabi ko, mawala nga talagang tali yan. Kasi tapos, nang nakita niya is, yun nga yung sabi ko, red na tali.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, yun, as in, yun yung nakatali. Yung nakatali sa kanya. It's, yung itsura niya is parang, it's kind of thicker.
Hang yarn?
No, it's hindi. Not a yarn. Para siya ribbon. It's a kind ng mga siguro 2 inches na ribbon. Ganun yung itsura niya.
Oh, okay.
Na kulay red.
Yun yung visible. Okay.
Yes, sobrang visible sa.
Oh.
Then
do you think na parang ano yun? Yun. May kasunod pa ba yung story?
Yung tapos bago pumasok yung brother ko, sinasabi namin, but parang sabi, basta nasasakal siya during that time, during the entire ordeal. Tapos, nabi ng mom ko, hindi kaya dila yan, o kaya hindi kaya yung lalaki daw na pumunta, na kinausap ng tita ko, nung parang in a way naglalakamo. Kaya parang biglang nagdunang arise. Then, yun, umamin din yung brother ko about dun sa pumunta siya dun sa kabilang barangay.
Okay.
So that yung kabilang barangay. That kabilang barangay. Tapos yung sabi nga doon. Then yung may magandang babae.
Doon. Babae.
Tapos yung sinabi niya yon, yung brother ko is parang yun nga, is kind of panicking and nagsalita yung dad ko na, di ba sinabihan na kita, huwag kang pumunta doon. Ever. Kasi that barangay, it's kind of famous in those areas na sabi nila is may mga aswang daw doon. And most likely, yung nakita daw niyang babae na maganda, that was the one taking him.
Mm-hmm.
So parang nakusanadahan siya. And since dayo kami, yung mga bagong dayo kami, parang it was taking him na parang yun, kinukuha, pinapatay or something. Ganun yung ordeal. Tapos, after that incident, is, yun nga, well, bago pa, actually, yung ginawa ng brother ko is, bago siya pumasok ng bahay, is, na, he stripped naked. Kasi, ikubad siya sa labas ng bahay. Tapos, hindi siya pinapapasok ni mama. Kasi, ang point niya is, something is still attached on the, motor. So, ang ginawa niya is parang binudbura niya ng sea salt. Sobrang daming sea salt. Tapos, Ultimo Dometas, dumiretso siya. Siya is binabato-bato na ng sea salt. Tapos, yun. Then, natulog siya dun sa kwarto nila mama ulit. And funny thing is, mga aswang daw is, takot sa mga boy, ano, sa mga itak. So, may mga, since parang meron kaming machete dito na may, dito, yung may, ang tawag dun sa, pinagsaslidean nila. Yung lalag.
Sheath.
Yeah, the sheath. So, ang ginagawa niya is parang, he's pulling the machete, tapos binabalik niya. So, just making a sound na it's like,
ayun, the unsheathing sound.
Yes, the yung the bass, tapos ano.
Yung pa kasing tagalog ng sheath. Hindi ko alam eh. Ayan.
Cover. Basta okay. Yung cover.
Lalagyan.
Yes. It's continuously making those sounds. Tapos, ang dami niyang bala, bullets na pinakit. For the sake of makatulog lang siya saka feel na ma-safe siya the entire ano the okay. Entire ordeal.
So nakursunodahan siya.
Okay. Sobrang siyang nakursunodahan dun sa area na yun, yung parang I mean as in a way ginaslight rin naman namin siya na ay, kasalanan mo rin naman, sinabi niya kasi huwag kang pumunta doon, tapos nakigulo ka pa sa mga people doon, so parang they'll really have ano catch interest in you kasi you're really that loud. Then a few days passed. Pumunta yung mga cousins namin dito sa bahay. Tapos kinuwento niya yung entire deal. We were drinking that time. Tapos ayun, we were drinking that time. Tapos nakwento niya, tapos parang nagtatawanan sila na parang kasalanan mo yan kasi it's really your fault kaya sila nag-interest for that. Then yeah. Parang yung time na nagka-decide ano na, parang nag-stop kami ano. Then after mga 2-3 hours ng inuman, so medyo nahimasmasan na yung mga people, they decided to go home na. Well, okay. A few of them decided to go home. Yung isang cousin ko, na-aksidente kung saan dapat ma-aksidente yung brother ko.
Oh, okay.
And ang kwento ng cousin ko is may humawak daw ng kamay niya. Tapos may sumakal daw. Parang may sumakal. Ganun yung dating. Tapos na saka siya nag-slide.
Okay.
So, ayun. Parang biglang na-realize ng brother ko na kung saan siya na-aksidente is doon daw talaga mas malakas yung feeling na nandun daw yung parang pull, tapos yung ano ng kamay, yung parang pang swerve sa ano, yung pang, well, yung control dun sa ano, manibela.
Okay.
So, the entire ordeal was parang if it wasn't my brother,
one of my family members.
Ganun. Sana nga hindi siya ano eh, pero kasi this cousin of mine is if you're gonna look closely before, it's kumukha niya yung brother ko. Like they're like two peas in a pod, ganun yung dating. So, parang we just assume na it wasn't you. So parang napagkamalan. Oo.
Oh, malas, oy.
Yun nga, really 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 malas. Then yun, parang ang weird lang kasi is a few days prior to that incident, and incident nilang dalawa ng brother ng pinsan ko, is na foresight na siya ng dad ko na may madadala sa hospital, ma-rush sa ER. Tapos, hindi naman totally major ano, pero nirush lang sa ER kasi unconscious. Pero hindi niya alam kung sino yung ano doon. So,
you know.
So, may, yeah. Pero, my brother's alive. Yeah, my brother's alive. Then, that's my cousin's still alive. So, that's a good thing. So, yun lang.
Okay, alright.
Really crazy.
Grabe. Ayoko naman. Grabe. Oo nga, ang hirap i-gaslight, no? Kasi parang masama naman talaga yung ano nila, yung intention nila, no? Mm-hmm. Pero parang medyo sinubok talaga ng kapatid mo kung ano yung ano yung parang boundary nung kasabihan or the, you know, instruction sa family niyo, no? Parang now you know. At least alam niyo na.
Yan. Talagang tinempt niya si Faith, parang for the sake of gusto lang niya kasi he wants to be the cent. Siguro as an extrovert din kasi.
Kaya parang, main character kasi siya eh. pero okay naman siya, hindi naman siya, wala na siyang parang, after that, hindi na siya medyo naging daredevil pagkatapos nun.
No, he still continued doing okay. That. Parang there's no changes. Then, mas naging frequent na rin yung bumibisita lagi sa room niya. Okay. Tapos...
So, he's also intuitive or sensitive?
I feel like yes. Pero he's forcibly denying it kasi sobrang daming whatever's he's feeling, sobrang physical manifestation lahat.
Okay.
For example, after this incident, may ilang beses siyang may lumalabas na kamay sa bintana niya, and that hand is parang ang pinag-explain niya sa akin is parang mukhang kahoy, kamay. And parang yun nga, is hand is really long, mga fingers, tapos mabuhok. Lagi daw hinahawakan siya sa legs, hinihila siya.
I guess we'll save that for another story.
Yeah.
Or maybe he can come to the show. Pero ang hirap naman noon, parang nakiparty ka lang, tapos parang biglang merong one of those people na biglang ang dating kasi is talagang nilalagay ka sa sa alanganin para mabunggo ka sa harap or mabunggo ka sa likod. Ganun. Kasi
yes,
parang
exactly.
Inaano ka sa gitna, that means yung opposing lane mo.
Mm-hmm.
Babanggain ka, diba? Tapos sa likod mo naman, mabubundol ka. So, I guess talagang kinukuha siya, no? That yes. Night. Buti na lang hindi naging successful. At saka buti na lang magkakasabay kayo umuwi.
Yeah.
Ayan.
Buti na lang hinintayin talaga namin siya. Na-bother kami na. But, na-bother yung dad ko. Bakit wala pa siya?
There's strength in numbers. At least hindi siya nakuha agad, no? Pero possible, no? Pwede siyang kunin that night. Lalo na madilim ka mo. Parang unnaturally dark sa.
Yes.
Sobrang sure. Kunin lang siyang ganun. Anyway, thank you so much, Herbs, sa kwento mo. I know that you have a lot more stories, so parang if you're open to, like, but I've already taken too much of your time. If you're open to it, we can do another sharing of your story, or maybe when I come back in the Philippines, maybe we can meet up and record in person together. I want to hear more of your stories, parang sobrang interesting. And yun, tsaka sana mag-ingat ka dyan kasi nandun ka ngayon sa lugar nyo. Sana wag ka pupunta dun sa barangay na sinabi mo.
Yeah, most likely. Nag-iipon pa ako ng mga pwedeng maging stories.
Naku, wag na. Sana, na okay lang. Just stay safe. And kung may stories ka, yes, more than welcome. Pero we wish you all the safety, you and your family, dyan sa lugar nyo.
Thank you po.
Thank you, Herbs.
Thank you, Earl.
Dito na po nagtatapos ang ating kwento. Pagkatapos ng episode na ito ay pwede kang sumali sa kwentuhan by going to Spotify Q&A portion ng episode na ito. Doon, nagsashare kami ng mga kasama nating campers ng kani-kanilang mga thoughts about the episode. Just remember to be kind whenever you share your thoughts dahil ang podcast na ito ay mananatiling safe space for everyone. Kung gusto mo naman supportahan ang show by giving monetary tips, you can do that by joining our Patreon and Ko-fi. Yan yung mga sites kung saan naglalagay ako ng mga extra content for the podcast listeners when I can. Pumunta ka lang sa Spotify and click on the description of the episode at makikita mo lahat ng link na kailangan mo. At panghuli, kung may kwento ka naman na gusto mong ibahagi sa ating camp, ay pwede mong isend yan sa campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. At babasahin natin yan sa mga susunod na San Telmo Society Radio episodes. Muli, maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. Magkita na lang tayo sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, at ito ang Philippine Campfire Stories.
This podcast may be based on true events, with names, characters, and incidents that are either products of the creator's imagination or used fictitiously. Any similarity to real individuals or events is coincidental.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.